الحمد لله، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه، ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم ودعا بدعوته إلى يوم الدين. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. من عمل صالحا من ذكر أو أنثى وهو مؤمن فلنحيينه حياة طيبة. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He made various promises in the Quran, and all the promises of Allah Azza wa Jal are haq. Allah Azza wa Jal, He is haq, and the promise of Allah Azza wa Jal is also haq. Allah hu haq, wa'adullahi haq. The promise of Allah Azza wa Jal is also haq. There are promises that Allah Azza wa Jal has made with regards to this life. These are all haq. There are promises that Allah Azza wa Jal has made about the next life. They are also haq. One of the promises Allah Azza wa Jal has made is in this ayah. من عمل صالحا من ذكر أو أنثى وهو مؤمن فلنحيينه حياة طيبة. Whoever does good deed, whether male or female, whoever does good deed, man or woman, indeed, for sure, we will give them good life. حياة طيبة. Allah Azza wa Jal has promised حيات طيبة عن إيمان. And Allah Azza wa Jal has promised حيات طيبة عن عمل صالح. إيمان, when it is with عمل صالح, it results in حيات طيبة. Good life. What is good life? What do we want out of life? What we want out of life is safety and security. You want to feel safe and feel secure. Allah Azza wa Jal, He offers safety and security. الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَلَمْ يَلْبِسُوا إِيمَانَهُمْ بِظُلْمُ أُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمُ الْأَمْنُ وَهُمْ مُهْتَدُونَ. Those who believe and those who have not associated their iman with zulm, ulaika lahumul amn, for such people there is safety, there is security. Wahum muhtadun, and these are the people who are guided. So Allah Azza wa Jalla has promised safety and security for people who have iman. But iman should not be mixed with zulm. Iman should be free from zulm, injustice. Zulm in Islam is very broader. Zulm is very much broader than our language. In our day-to-day life, we say zulm, like somebody slaps somebody, that is zulm. Somebody has taken somebody's money, that is zulm. That is, you know, our definition of zulm. In Islam, zulm, anything which violates the rules of Allah Azza wa Jalla is zulm. Anything which goes beyond the limits of Allah Azza wa Jalla is zulm. وَمَنْ يَتَعَدَّ حُدُودَ اللَّهِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الظَّالِمُونَ. Those who cross the limits and those who cross the boundaries of Allah Azza wa Jal, these people, they are zalimeen. Anybody who commits haram is zalim. Even though he looks perfectly all right. If a person is committing sin, he is doing zulm. We might be thinking that, well, he is not harming anybody. Well, he is harming himself. It looks that he is not doing zulm to anyone. Well, he is doing zulm to himself. Zulm to ourselves, that is also zulm. ثُمَّ أَوْرَثْنَا الْكِتَابَ الَّذِينَ اصْطَفَيْنَا مِنْ بَعْدِنَا فَمِنْهُمْ ظَالِمٌ لِنَفْسِهِ وَمِنْهُمْ مُقْتَصِدٌ. The people whom Allah Azza wa Jalla has given the book afterwards, among those people who have received the book, there are people who do zulm to themselves. So when a person does zulm and also has iman, no safety, no promise from Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah may or may not keep secure. Allah might keep secure for a while, not for a while. There is no promise from Allah Azza wa Jal. So the promise of Allah Azza wa Jal of Hayat Tayyiba is for those who do iman and who also combine with iman amal salih, yani living our life according to the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then we will have Hayat Tayyiba. One of the important elements of Hayat Tayyiba is safety, security. There is external safety, external security, and there is internal safety, that you feel safe. One is the person is actually safe from outside, but inside he's feeling terrified. Inside he's feeling horrible. Inside he's feeling, you know, panic. Nobody can get this, the fear which is inside, out. Because the inner peace is a gift from Allah Azza wa Jal. As human being, in order to have Hayat Tayyiba, in order to have good life, we need external peace. But we also need internal peace. Internal peace that you feel Allah is with you. You feel Allah loves you, subhanahu wa ta'ala. You feel Allah listens to you. You feel that if you need something, you can go back to Allah Azza wa Jal. No matter how difficult the situation might be, you feel that Allah will sort it out. This is the internal peace. This internal peace cannot be obtained except with remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal. Except with the obedience of Allah Azza wa Jal. The people who obey Allah Azza wa Jal and the people who remember Allah a lot, Allah will give them this internal peace. Whether you are in a palace or you are in a one-bedroom flat, you will have peace. You have your private jet or you have a small Camry. Don't get offended if you drive Camry. Camry is as good as a private jet. No matter where you are, no matter what your social status might be, no matter what your financial situation might be, when you remember Allah Azza wa Jal and when you obey Allah Azza wa Jal, because obedience of Allah is remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal. Remembrance of Allah is not only just saying Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar. That is obedience of the tongue, right? Saying Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar is the ta'ah. Is the obedience of the tongue. What about my hands? My hands also have to remember Allah Azza wa Jal. My eyes have to remember Allah Azza wa Jal. My ears have to remember Allah Azza wa Jal. My whole self has to remember Allah Azza wa Jal. How am I going to remember Allah with my whole self? By obeying Allah Azza wa Jal. The real zikr is obedience of Allah Azza wa Jal. The real zikr is the obedience of Allah Azza wa Jal. In a given situation, what is the command of Allah Azza wa Jal? That is the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Obviously, mentioning Allah's name is very valuable. Mentioning Allah's name is very much appreciated and very blessed. So, you mention Allah's name by making tasbih, by making tahmeed, by making istighfar, that is all great. But that does not mean that we do not obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. مَنْ عَمِلَ صَالِحًا مِنْكُمْ مِنْ ذَكَرٍ أَوْ أُنْثَى وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ فَلَنُحْيِيَنَّهُ حَيَاةً طَيِّبَةً. Whoever has iman and whoever does good deed, whether man, woman, male or female, indeed certainly we will give them good life. Allah will give them good life. Allah will provide them safety and security. Allah will give them outer peace, Allah will give them inner peace, subhanahu wa ta'ala. What do we want from this life? We want to eat something so that we can survive. You know, we are all after rizq. Every day people wake up and they go after rizq. But the reality is that rizq is chasing you. We think that we are chasing rizq. But the reality is that rizq is chasing you. You fulfill the demands of Allah Azza wa Jal, Allah will fulfill His promise. Allah has promised to provide rizq. وَمَا مِن دَابَّةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا عَلَى اللَّهِ رِزْقُهَا. There is nothing that crawls on earth except that it is obligatory upon Allah to provide rizq. Allah has obliged Himself to provide rizq, subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is not like Allah has just promised. Allah has obliged Himself to provide rizq. So those who do iman and amal salih, they will have guaranteed rizq. They will have guaranteed rizq. Like people say, you will have guaranteed job. Just get the visa, I will give you guaranteed job. Right? Who can provide guarantee? No one can provide any guarantee except Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah Azza wa Jal has promised rizq. وَمَا مِن دَابَّةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا عَلَى اللَّهِ رِزْقُهَا. So when we have iman and amal salih, your safety is provided. Rizq is provided. وَمَن يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ. Whoever fears Allah Azza wa Jal, Allah will make a way out for him. And Allah will give him rizq from where he never imagined. Allah will give him rizq from where he never imagined. These are the words of Allah Azza wa Jal, and they are haqq. This is pure haqq. Allah will give him rizq from where he never imagined. But he has to have taqwa. You just have to have taqwa, trust in Allah Azza wa Jal. وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ. Whoever relies on Allah Azza wa Jal, Allah will suffice him. Allah will be sufficient for him. So iman and amal salih, they guarantee hayat tayyiba. Iman and amal salih guarantee safety and security. Iman and amal salih guarantee rizq. Rizq. Rozi. Rozi ki guarantee hai. As a human being, we need something more than food. We need respect. We need honor, right? You want to be loved. You want to be respected by your family, by your friends. People like to have respect in the community. With iman, Allah Azza wa Jalla also gives honor. With iman and amal salih, Allah Azza wa Jalla also, because that is part of hayat tayyiba. وَلِلَّهِ الْعِزَّةُ وَلِرَسُولِهِ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. عِزَّة, honor, dignity, respect, it belongs to Allah. It belongs to Allah Azza wa Jal. حقیقی عزت Allah کے لئے سوٹ کرتی ہے. It belongs to Allah Azza wa Jal. And it belongs to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then, it belongs to the believers. It belongs to the believers. People who have iman and people who do good deeds, they will become source of mercy for the people. They will become source of ease for the people. They will become source of comfort for the people. So naturally, people are going to like them. Naturally, people are going to love them. People are going to respect them. A person who obeys Allah Azza wa Jal, the angels love him. And when the angels love somebody, the angels will say to the people, love them. And the people will also love them. This is the message of the Quran. That we are after good life. We want to have better life. Good future. Better future. Good future is with iman. Better future is with iman. Good future is with iman and amal salih. And better future is with iman amal salih. May Allah Azza wa Jalla give us understanding of the Quran, and may Allah Azza give us tawfiq to follow the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.